So let me give you a short background about Word and Life. We've got most of the people here are Word and Lifers, but we do have people from Philadelphia, from Pennsylvania, from Florida, from Illinois, and perhaps they don't know much about us. So let me give you a short background about Word and Life. This program has been continuously happening each Thursday morning in Santa Barbara since 1977. Can you believe that? It began as a Catholic women's Bible study group. It continues with two book studies a year, which are 10 weeks each, and then this program that's devoted to Dr. Rico's work in May, each Thursday in May. The participants and the focus for the group have evolved into a broader and deeper focus over the 43 years. Started out as a Catholic women's Bible study, and it's now called a compassionate community for contemplative living and learning. That's what we're all about now. We're well beyond the Catholic women's Bible study group. And let's see, we've got 58 people so far. Let's keep going here. A lot of the people come, as I say, coming from different parts of the country. And a lot of the people, I think, are Dave's people from Oakland, right, Dave? From Oakland and San Francisco area. So you want to fill in a bit until we wait? We've got about 10 more people to come.
So how many do we have now altogether?
We're at 62 now.
And how many are there signed up, Judith?
Well, actually, we had some more this morning, so close to 75.
And are people coming in pretty regularly, Tim?
People are still trickling in, yeah.
By the way, we just want to acknowledge Tim. He's really helping us a lot with the whole experience of Zoom. And he's the one who will be calling on you if you have questions to any time. But I will always check in with you to see if there are any questions. So you could just wait for me. It'll just be a matter of minutes before I ask, does anybody have any questions? And then Tim will acknowledge you, and he will unmute you. And I like to teach from the questions, so please feel free to ask.
Yeah, and just so you know, as an administrator here on the Zoom call, there's a couple of ways that you can best do that. Because I can only see about 25 of you, or really it's 20 of you at a time, if you're raising your hand physically, it may not work. Or I just may not have you on my 25 at the moment. So you can send me a message in the chat. You can send it publicly if you have a question, or you can choose from the drop-down menu to message Tim Burnett personally. And I can then know to ask, have Dave respond to you. Or you can even, there's a hand-raising option. So if you can figure out how to do the hand-raising option, then you're welcome to do that too, because it'll send me a notification saying that you're digitally raising your hand. So that's a couple of ways to do that.